Where'd you come from? Where'd you come from? Where'd you come from? Where'd you come from? Angel in your halo.
Good afternoon, McMaster, and the surrounding Hamilton area. I hope you're having a very wonderful Tuesday afternoon. I want to give you all a super warm welcome to the MSC Sports Show, also known as the Benchwarmers, are two good friends and passionate sports fans come together to talk current sports from the NBA all the way down to the Little Leagues. My name is Adam Fernandez, and I'm here with...
Matthew Pilkey, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon.
And we are your two show hosts, and we are both thrilled to introduce you all. I'm less thrilled than Matt is, but I think Matt is more thrilled to episode number 60 of the Benchwarmers. And the reason I'm saying that is this episode is in honor of none other than Joseph Woll, who is, where would you rank him in terms of current goaltenders in the NHL, or all-time even, in your mind?
Well, all-time. Top two, not two. But currently I'd give him a fair, like, 15 to 13 range.
That's solid. That's enough to take you on an okay playoff push, maybe.
He's also making 800K, yeah. So it's good that he's in that little range. But no, I'd give him maybe 10 to 15, depending on how he's playing.
He's definitely below Darcy Kemper. That's all I'm saying. The reason I'm saying that, he's on my fantasy team. Go, Darcy, go. Either way, I also just want to... I've been waiting to say this for a while. I feel like our theme song for the show is getting more and more pertinent as the weeks go on. Like, yep. I could not have chosen a better... Not to... Well, I think I'm throwing this slight out there because we're going to be playing USA in the Four Nations, which is essentially... To go over the agenda already, essentially, I think what Matt and I have planned for the first half is just Four Nations talk, right?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we're going to bring back on one of our new and up-and-coming co-hosts who we had on last week, and then we're going to have essentially split the show in half again, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sadly, I will not be there for the second half again, but that's the way she goes sometimes.
Oh, now I can chirp Ottawa constantly without you getting mad, so...
And the Oilers. Hey, we'll make the playoffs this year, right? So.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, either way, so Four Nations face off. Whatever you is it? What's the official name?
Four Nations face off.
Four Nations face off.
Have you not seen the commercial 8,000 times by now? Crosby saying Four Nations facing off.
I've just seen the billboards near the gym actually, and I just see McDavid's kind of awkward stare into my soul as I walk into the gym and my whatever. They definitely like. People, I feel like he got a lot of criticism for that, like him just not. Okay, I'm getting off the tracks already. Sorry, I just got to catch myself here. All right, I mean. Matt, what's the verdict? I mean, the lineups were released yesterday. What do you think? Team Canada lineups right off the bat.
I mean, yeah, we're looking at the line rushes from their first practice. I mean, I think the main interesting one is, which I'm kind of sad to see broken up, but I also I understand why, but the all Nova Scotian second line is not to be at the moment, which would be MacKinnon, Crosby, and Marchand. I mean, I understand it. I don't even think Marchand should be on this team. In his current state.
Okay.
Shifley?
Yeah, I mean, no, Marchand has not been performing as he has his whole career this year.
Yeah, like,
all.
He got announced as, like, one of the first six.
But I think
summer.
It was definitely, like, the veteran presence that he brings or whatever. And he is a ratty guy, and you need ratty guys.
If he scores,
guys.
Like, four goals and they make it to the final, and he has four games, four goals, like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, yeah, like, any like, one of these guys.
Yeah, like, is he in his... current standpoint a top Canadian player? I would argue no. In his prime, 100%. But in 2022 Olympics, yes, he would have made it. 2018 Olympics, yes, he would have made it. In this, I would lean towards no, but, like, I can't be too mad at the decision. But, I mean, the greatest player of all time, Mitch Marner, on the first line, so. I don't know. Okay, well, actually, we'll actually go through the lines. I mean, Reinhardt, McDavid, Marner. So you've got McDavid's speed, Marner is just the pure playmaker, and then you got Reinhardt as the trigger man, just burying goals backdoor. Like, I mean, you can't really get angry at that line because it has everything.
Yeah.
Marner's a defensive Selke candidate for last season,
and I
99
think
points.
One interesting thing to already interrupt before you – actually, no, go through the lines first, then I'll give you my interesting thing. Interesting anecdote.
And then I guess second line, it's a bit of a slower shutdown until you look at the right wing, but you have Crosby and then Stone as a left wing, and then you just got McKinnon. He's just going to be shot out of a rocket anytime that team just, that line just like kind of comes down into their zone. You got Crosby playing low, Stone playing low. They're going to strip the puck out. McKinnon's already going to be at the red line.
And Crosby's going to have him on like a map, like he's gonna have him like a magnet to his stick whenever he's on the ice. You already
know where he is. Yeah. So like, I like that line.
Honestly,
just in the sense,
the Crosby McKinnon pairing, I think you can't break up at least to start. In my opinion, like that is a must have. There's some pairings, like duos, that you just have must have. Like, you know what I mean?
And the best part is Cooper can just tell that line, all right, Crosby play defense, Stone play defense, McKinnon go score goals.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's playing on the right wing versus center position, so he doesn't have to come so low into the zone, which means he's just going to be flying.
And, like, he'll have, because when he plays for Colorado, that's the interesting thing about a lot of the way these teams are made. Like, I'll say Team Canada specifically. When he plays for Colorado, like, he has to do so much full ice work back and forth.
Yeah,
every
he's
got to
come with
the
hash marks.
Yeah.
But in
as
this,
you're saying,
you don't.
There's no responsibility at all on his behalf.
You have Crosby, which is like the best two-way center since Datsyuk. And then you got Stone, who's just Selke,
a great defensive
just defensive,
forward.
Quick with his stick. He's going to strip pucks off guys and then just hit McKinnon out of the zone. And that line's going to be awesome to watch. And then you have, well, Jarvis was slotted in as a left wing because Konechny had an illness. I think Konechny is the left third line left winger on this line. But you got Marchand, Konechny, and Point, which is just going to...
It's still a really good thing.
Oh, no, they're just going to wear you down. Line, they're going to beat... Like, Konechny is a little rat as well. So is Marchand. And Point's a 50-goal scorer. So, like, you got two guys that are just going to wear people down in the corners after the play. Love the extracurriculars from that line.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to have Point just putting the puck in the back of the net. Konechny's got a wicked shot. Like, Marchand is a very underrated passer. I know before the show I was just chirping him a bunch, but I have to give him props because he's now a Canadian, he's not a Bruin. But yeah, he's an underrated passer. Like, that line's just gonna match up against some of the top lines.
Yeah,
like the second line of other teams, like
defensively too.
I think when they have last change.
Well, also in terms of, like, I don't know, if they're overshifting or double shifting, let's say just like a long shift for the other team's first or second line, you throw on that third line and, like, you just take all the gas out of them right away.
Yeah.
Like, you just get Marchand like a caged animal, get him out on the ice and, like, let him go to work, essentially, honestly. Yeah.
And then the fourth line, I mean, Hagel's on pace for like 96 points. Sorelli is going to be the
great.
Perfect a penalty
great.
Kill center as well.
Yeah.
And then Sam Bennett as well, who's just going to rough stuff up. I think him and the Tkachuks are going to be going at it, especially Matthew. I mean, they're both Panthers, so it'll be kind of funny to see that.
Question already, a couple questions. First one is, what, like, out of, like, from a scale of 0 to 100 or whatever, 100 is Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7, like we saw, 0 is preseason or in a practice, what competitiveness level do you anticipate these
99.
Guys playing at? You're saying 99 because
the one
like asterisk I've heard, I completely agree, the one asterisk I've heard some people floating around is that, of course, they're super excited to be great hockey, just that they're saying that they suspect that they'll go at like 80%, which I don't fully believe.
I
think as soon as the puck drops, like, maybe one or two guys will be a bit like Hughes, for like, well, I'll give an example, like Hughes pulling out already, which is smart, right? He's 25. He doesn't want to injure himself. He's really important to the
Canucks. Well, he's been
Canucks.
Injured. He hasn't played the last three games.
Since January 31st. But Crosby has been out for the last three games, too. I mean, obviously not the same injury, not the same scenario exactly, but he essentially was on all the post-game like interviews. He was like, yeah, I'm essentially playing.
Yeah.
Cooper said the same thing. Cooper's like, yeah, he's playing. Like, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you look at this Canadian room, are you going to walk into this Canadian room and see Sidney Crosby going 100% and you're 26 years old and you're not going
100%? Yeah, yeah.
Like,
so
this,
like, just
is
lead from the top.
This is what's going to happen with this team. Like, Marchand and Crosby will be whipping these guys. I think Doughty's coming in and,
like,
and
everyone half-assed,
accepting Sam Bennett playing 70%.
Yeah.
No. Also, Doughty versus Tkachuk's always Matthew Tkachuk is so entertaining, and that's gonna go. That's gonna happen again. But then we look at the D pairs. I mean, Taves, Makar, Colorado D pair. Plus, like, just and makes sense.
We used to have the Vegas D pairing too up there.
Yeah,
I would be interesting. I think having them with Hill in net. I wonder if there's any like old.
Yeah.
Kind of chemistry going on there. Yep. Maybe that was part of the selection process, I'm sure.
I mean, makes sense. And then you got Parenko, I mean, 6'5", yeah. Big kill penalties, clear guys in front of the net. Pair him with Morrissey, having a great season. A lot of Winnipeg Jets go under the radar, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's underrated offensively. I think with Parenko, he's going to have some solid D partner and solid defense that he can maybe cheat offensively.
But honestly,
a little.
I don't even see Morrissey having to play that offensively, although he does in his game. I don't even see that being like, it's so interesting to see, like, a lot of these guys can do so many things, but I feel like that's why I feel like coaching is going to be such a huge part of this to an extent, because there's only four games. We did talk about that, so you can only make so many adjustments. But like, I feel like team selection, like, you kind of have to bake in guys with their skills and their roles, how they already are.
Yeah, and I'm not saying cheat offensively, like rushing the puck constantly. Yeah. Cheating offensively is like going for a strip in the corner so then you can hit a guy streaking out of the zone. Like,
yeah,
a McKinnon.
Yeah, just dump.
Like, it's, I'm not saying, or like pinching to hold a zone to then get it down to that third line so they can work the cycle down low. It's not like I want him curling behind the net and just head down, flying up the ice. Yeah. Like, that's not his play style. But cheating in terms of stripping guys on pucks and creating turnovers that then Canada off the rush is going to be lethal.
Yeah, yeah.
So looking forward to that. And then, I mean, Theodore Doughty, I don't really see any issues there. I mean, Doughty's in for Petrangelo. I mean, Uyghur was a potential that I thought they could look at. But
I think the only real snub was Scheifele, I think, in terms of the skaters in my mind. Like, that's the only real snub I can see that, like, yeah, I would have taken him over someone else in the team for sure.
And I think that's fair. And then this is the big question mark goalies of
the goaltending.
I mean, we've gone over many times the other goalies. We all know the other goalies that they have and who are actually playing well. but Hill, Binnington, and Montembeau all sub 900. Away she goes.
Could have gone the team was essentially
Thompson,
like
Blackwood, Kemper, who are all
definitely take their spot.
Better.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's Canada. And I think the best thing of this all is, I mean, this was a lock from day one. Me and one roommate built all the lineups beforehand for fun. Just like, yeah, why not? And I mean, the PP one, like McDavid, McKinnon, Crosby, Makar, and then you just got Reinhart as the trigger man. It's just, that's going to be
take
stupid.
In, like, your next sub on, even if you don't do a full line change there. All right, Crosby's a little tired. All right, throw on Mitch Marner.
Yep.
It's like, okay. Like, if you're just cycling down low, it's like, all right, get Mitch Marner in the mix, fresh legs. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then Morrissey or Doughty will be the second quarterback, depending on who Cooper goes with. I think they're both valid options.
I genuinely think you could have Mac, McDavid, and Makar, and you could put us two on that power play, and they would probably be around 50%. Like, you could just have those three.
I'll just sit in front of the net.
Yeah, and just kind of, like, sit there for a tip.
No,
like,
I'll lie down so McDavid has more to hit at with his pass.
Like, you don't need one of the best centers of all time and, like, you know, a really good forward, too, to add to that.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
So, I mean, we'll take that, and then I guess we'll move over to the U.S. I think that's mainly the two that we'll talk about right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Eichel, Matthew Tkachuk, Kyle Connor. I mean, you got Eichel's got speed. Tkachuk, you know what you're getting with Matthew Tkachuk. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle Connor, another Winnipeg Jet, who's one of the more underrated finishers in the league. I mean, lethal shot,
Orensky,
fast.
Did he make the final cut there?
Yep. Know. No, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's had an unreal season. And then you got Jack Hughes, Matthews, and Guentzel. I mean, you're going to have Guentzel as a pure kind of finisher in front of the net, which, I mean, he got a lot of money to do and has been very successful doing. You got Jack Hughes as a pure playmaker. And then, I mean, Matthews he's going to finish this year for the second time in his career with more assists than goals. But, I mean, you just got him with the shot and also then the pass of looking to Guentzel or Hughes. Going to be a good line.
Yeah.
Then you got Brady Tkachuk, JT Miller, Matt Boldy. I mean, JT Miller and Matthew
having,
and Brady
having
Tkachuk.
To play a team with two Tkachuk brothers. Is,
yeah, that's going
to
suck
gonna wear,
to play.
Like, that's what I'm saying. And especially if they play, like you say, if they play 100%,
they
like,
will.
Full 100%. Tilt. Like, that would wear a team down. I think that's like a way the U.S. can win 5-on-5.
Yeah. I think the one thing that helps, I think if this is a 7-game series, it's a lot closer because, like, you get on by the time of game 5 and 50% of the lines as like a Kachuk on it that's hitting you like a defenseman every single time the puck goes in the corner. At least it's only one game. Hopefully, I hope they play each other in the finals. And then this is where there is a bit of a cliff when we get to the fourth line with Brock Nelson, Vinny Trocheck, and then Larkin or Kreider. It should be Larkin. I don't get why it's a debate. Mm-hmm. Larkin's better than all three of those guys.
Yeah,
Makes no sense, but, I mean, leave him on the bench. I'm fine with that. And then D, I mean, you got Slavin and Fox. Fox is actually going to get a D partner who can move the puck because... Lindgren's not been good this year.
Yeah.
And then you got Werenski and McAvoy. I mean, you know what you're getting there.
Yeah.
And Werenski's having an unreal season. And then Hanifin and Faber, I could see, and then Sanderson's the extra for Quinn Hughes. I could see Sanderson coming in if they're having issues scoring, especially quarterbacking a power play. The one issue or question mark with their power play is they put Fox on the top unit. I would have put Werenski.
I would also put Werenski on the top unit. I was going to say, I was surprised he wasn't the first D pairing. I knew he was on there. I just didn't know where he ended up.
Yeah, I don't get why he's not on PP1, but I mean, again, go for it. not my problem if you can't score on it. But also, I mean, that power play is... What, Matthews, Gensel, Eichel, Matthew Tkachuk,
or is Gensel Kyle Connor, and
Fox? Yeah, it's something stupid. I think it's actually a little worse than Canada. I think their second unit might be better, but the good news about the Canadian unit is you'll never get to the second unit, so you don't really need it.
I said it before, I think these games are going to be won and lost, like goaltending and special teams.
Yeah, which is a playoff series. That's kind of how it's won and lost. Yeah. And then this is where you get to the big... up cliff opposite the mountain
that Canada has to cross is
Connor Hellebuyck, Jake Oettinger, and Jeremy Swayman. The last two names I just said will never touch the ice.
It's just gonna be Hellebuyck.
It's gonna be Hellebuyck the entire time, and I mean, no, why wouldn't you do it? So this is going to be a unstoppable force against an immovable object.
You're when Canada gets a power play. Great chances and some amazing saves. You're going to see some high, like just it's going to be a highlight factory.
I just hope playoff Hellebuyck shows up and he's an 880.
Yeah.
That's kind of the driving force between these two teams is one with elite goaltending and one with just
The best five-on-five hockey you're probably ever going to see.
Keep going.
I was going to say, I mean, I was listening to John Cooper's interview last night, and I think the way, like, he had one line where he summarized it the best, because I think there was questions about, like, the lines and Canada's lines, for example, how they're going to organize it all, and what potential reshuffling might happen, say, if they drop a game. Knock on wood, it won't happen, but if they do drop a game, let's say a random game like Sweden or something. And the biggest question a lot of people had for him was, are you going to make a nuclear line? Like, are you going to hit the nuclear option of McKinnon, McDavid, and whatever?
Reinhardt.
Put whoever else you want in there, right? And he essentially said, I think it was a good answer, because people compare it to the 87, I mean, the Cup in 87.
Canada Cup,
and how they essentially just played Gretzky and Lemieux for like 50% of the game. But he was just saying he thinks that like there's so many weapons out there that you can't necessarily just win it with a nuclear line like that.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it's so accurate that, like, when we were going through those forward lines, like, the top three forward lines were Canada and the USA, we could see, like you said, Marchand could go 4 goals in 4 games this whole tournament.
Yeah,
you like, just any one of those guys could... Gensel could go 4 goals, 4 games this tournament. Like, any one of those guys could just do it.
Yeah.
So the goalies have to be, like, insanely on their game, right? Like...
Yeah, it's going to be...
Which is why I'm like, that's the one thing that I think will make these Canada games really nervous for me is just, like, the goaltending might not be up to par. We'll see how well... I think the nice thing is they're such a defensively built team regardless. Like, they're just built to, like, intercept, to stop zone entries, intercept pucks, and just go on the rush right away, right?
Yeah.
Like, with, like, Stone, Crosby, and then obviously their defensemen too, like... I don't know. I think it's okay. Like, I think they'll be able to manage the chances, but
I mean,
I don't know.
One thing you're speaking to about, like, a nuclear line, let's say. This is one thing. Keefe did a lot with the Leafs. Berube started doing it with the Leafs. Sure, you're right after a TV timeout or right before, you know, it's a TV timeout. You just throw Matthews, Marner, Nylander out there. Or right after a penalty or right at the end of a period in the last minute. You don't think Cooper's doing the exact same thing, having played against the Leafs a bunch, but B, just knowing the sport that, okay, you see there's a minute left and you got those two lines fresh. All right, Crosby, McDavid, McKinnon, go.
Yeah.
Crosby play center, go low.
Wins a face-off.
Put McDavid on the left wing, McKinnon on the right wing, fine. Like, there's...
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I can't stop grinning.
Oh, I'm getting... Like, I was hating on it. I'm getting so excited.
No, no, no. I just can't stop grinning. Like, every time someone just says, you got Crosby winning the faceoff, you got McDavid on the left, McKinnon on the right, I just I have a grin automatically.
It's just a joke. I did actually have a question about that 87 team, because I saw this, is the best power play of all time. Like, looking at the Canadian one was like, oh my god. And the only one that I think would be better is that 87 team. Is they had Gretzky, Lemieux, Messier, Ray Bourque, and Paul Coffey. I think it's the only one that's better than the current one. Like, this...
I mean, we'll see how it plays out,
I know,
right?
But this... Like, if they go, like, 10%, I'm going to be so angry. But I think also if they go, like, 60%. Like, I know that's, like, egregious.
Yeah.
But, like...
Just every time they get on the ice, it's a goal.
Well, that's the thing. If I'm, like... any of the other team's coaches, I'm like, do not take a
single penalty.
Yeah,
do not take a single penalty.
The only thing,
a single, like,
I know it's NHL rules. If it's double IHF, I think they're going to have more issues in the Olympics. The Kachucks might run into some trouble.
I think the international rules actually favor the current Team Canada more than the current NHL rules do. Like,
yes, 100%.
Like,
I agree.
Space, and then, like, essentially refs are probably calling more. Like, that, like, I can't even wait till 2026 to the Olympics next year. Like,
yeah.
This team will be... This is, like, the test run, I think. Probably for, like, Team Canada, for John Cooper. This is the test run to see, all right, how is, like, this all going to shake out a year from now when it really counts?
I mean, the only one, like, that I'm seeing on the forwards is, like, Marchand you take out, you can leave the rest the same and just plug in Shifley.
Yeah, assuming Crosby, like, doesn't have any decline. I mean, he's going to be there probably next year at this point, yeah.
Like, also, he's not going to decline. He's the GOAT.
Yeah. And hopefully goaltending will be better. Well, I mean, we'll see. Maybe,
I think
maybe
so.
Like,
it can't
one of these
be,
guys
can't be
a,
worse.
Yeah. Maybe one of these guys will have a really good tournament. I keep on shit-talking the goaltending, but like maybe one of these guys will actually...
Well, that's
like,
the thing. You never know. It's max you have is four games.
And so I think that factors in. Like,
that helps.
I haven't talked about that. You say it helps. I mean, I don't really know. Why do you say it helps?
Because you have less time to be your average. So, like, you could get swung. Like, look at Jordan Binnington went on the crazy run in 2019.
You mean in terms of goaltending?
In terms of goaltending, it helps have a worse...
Okay,
like,
I agree.
Team Canada.
Yeah.
That their goaltenders on paper are
they
a lot
might
worse.
Just have a really good game.
You don't know.
We
they could just... Can Montembeau steal a game?
He definitely can. He can. Yeah.
Montreal beat the Leafs 1-0 to start the season. The Leafs had like 48 shots.
Yeah.
Like, you can... A goalie in one game could steal a game. Could they also get shelled? Yes. But smaller sample size allows more outliers.
I'd rather not roll the dice if essentially we win or lose this game because this guy, like...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like, I'd rather not be in that position. I'd rather just have, like, Thompson between the pipes and be like, all right, like, we're probably going to win this
game.
It's,
but it's also still Thompson versus Hellebuck. I'm picking Hellebuck over season any day of the week, so... Yeah. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. I think you
passed
your time.
Yeah, we're running a little bit on time. All right, I'm getting so carried away. All right, either way, I think we're going to go music break, and then it'll be Matt and Darren left over for the Dorino for the last 30 minutes or so. Does that work, I think?
Yep.
Yeah? No, all right, cool. Well, I'll see everyone next week. Thanks. My show 60 is over, but we'll see you after Reading Week, actually.
Yes.
Because we got Reading Week, and we'll essentially do a debrief of what we're just talking about right now.
It'll be this, but for the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully Canada goes like 4-0, 5-0 or whatever, and we just witnessed the best power play of all time, and Montembeau gets like a shutout or two or something.
No, Montembeau's not playing.
Montembeau's getting a shutout at home in Montreal. Crosby hat trick. Crosby, McKinnon, and McDavid are all points on the board. Marchand, 2 goals, 1 assist in the first game. Those are my predictions.
There you go. All right, I'll write those down.
Okay, see you guys all next week.
Does your mother tell you things long, long when I'm gone? Who you talking to? She telling you I'm one. It's a great mistake when I'm wide awake. Driving's rained out. Weatherman with fingers in the sky. He pokes it out, pulls it in, don't know where. Same mistake. It's been a long time running. It's been a long time coming. It's well worth the wait. Just on trips, we haven't seen a thing. We still don't know where it is. It's a safe mistake. Against my friends, and you'll get left out in the cold. Oh, oh. The same mistake. It's been a
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to, again, show number 60 with the King, Joseph Wall, in honor of him. We're going to do a bit of a switch. I think first we're going to talk about a bit about some Super Bowl stuff, and then we're also going to move over to some football, soccer this time. Champions League talk, as we have a resident Man City expert in the booth now.
Hi. So. Hey, guys. It's Darina. I'm back from last week, if you guys remember.
So, yeah, so we'll just kind of get into it. I guess Super Bowl overall thoughts. I mean, it wasn't like the greatest game ever. A little boring, but any thoughts on it?
I personally thought it was pretty good, to be honest. Just watching, like, the Chiefs really do what they did. Like, they did not do anything. They were pretty bad. And the Eagles' defense, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I think that was insane.
It was Mahomes was dropping back and just getting crushed. I mean, again, I am a fan of neither team, and I follow the NFL through my roommate who follows it religiously. So I don't know. I was kind of cheering for the Chiefs beforehand. I wanted to see greatness.
Wanted to see a three-peat. Yeah,
it's never been done before. I mean, Mahomes would have put himself on track to potentially challenge Tom Brady, but I think after that game, that conversation is dead for a couple of years.
Yeah, it was not very good. He got two intercepted passes, and then one fully went to a touchdown, so that was not very good for him.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I feel bad for him, but also it was, again, the other part of me finds it really funny.
No, honestly, it was a little bit funny.
Yeah, and I think anyone who's not a Chiefs fan would also find it pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I mean, Travis Kelce was getting a lot of hate for a plethora of reasons and did not exactly rise to the occasion.
Nope, not at all.
So, yeah, just kind of disappointing all around. I mean, I just wanted it to be a close game. I mean, it was high scoring, and it's kind of crazy that we're talking like 44-20 game was just not fun at all to watch.
I guess, but like the first half was really interesting, like watching the Chiefs lose 24-0. That was very unexpected, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, what we were like when me and my friends that were watching it were saying that like this could be Mahomes' Brady 28-3 moment, like comeback in the Super Bowl in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't last very long.
I really thought it was going to be, though.
I know. I thought there was a chance.
Yeah, because like, I feel like the Chiefs are really notorious for their comebacks.
Yeah, so it was, I don't know, maybe it was set up perfectly to be his, like, all right, that's his crazy comeback, and this is his chance to be the GOAT in a top sport that is pretty hard to rival Tom Brady. I mean, he also beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl with the Bucks, so
yeah,
it was.
Didn't he like? Wasn't he? No, it was once. I thought it was twice for a sec. No,
I think he's beaten him multiple times in the playoffs now.
But in the Super Bowl, I think it was just once. Yeah,
yeah, because that was funny though, and then it was also funny that Brady just in the booth talking about like, yeah, when I was at my first 9 Super Bowls, and it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Like,
I don't know if there will be anyone like greater like anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty impossible, especially in an era too that Brady was just getting crunched after like any time he stepped out of bounds on a run or before sliding. But now, if you like touch a quarterback, it's a 15-yard penalty. So
yeah, that's true.
I think Mahomes is playing in a slightly easier era, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, the ref narrative was like always going to be a thing, and I mean, first play of the game, soft offensive pass interference, and you thought like, oh, this is just gonna go to hell with terrible calls and everyone's gonna be so angry. But then, I mean, there were kind of soft calls all around in the first half, and then like the Eagles made it that the refs like it didn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, I mean, again, good for Jalen Hurts. I don't love Philadelphia sports fans for many reasons, so I'm not too happy for him. We just wanted to see Buffalo versus Detroit. That's what we wanted to see.
No, the Bengals. Okay, we wanted the Bengals.
To be fair, my roommate, he does love Joe Burrow, so I do watch a lot of amazing Bengals games. And they were, if he had any defense this year.
I know, the defense is like honestly what, it's just what ruined it for him, because otherwise.
I mean, yeah, he was having like an MVP year based on just purely numbers. And then his defense would give up 50. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not much he can do. And then I guess one other football news since last week is Josh Allen finally got his MVP. Again, I feel like being, I guess you're different, but as being a Southern Ontario person, I feel like you kind of have to cheer for the Bills. It kind of makes sense that it's just Canada's team, but again.
Yeah, I've heard that multiple times. Everyone's like, oh, the Bills, that's our team, because we don't have a team.
I mean, but we also should have a team.
We should, I know, right?
It makes no sense that Toronto doesn't have an NFL team, but like, maybe at some point, but I guess it's just America's sport. But yeah, I mean, again, I guess a halftime show. Interesting.
Oh,
did you like it?
I did not like it. Like, it was not good. What did you think?
I mean, I think, like, it's so funny, like, watching it on TV. And it's, like, it's meant for TV.
Yeah.
And, like, it was like, oh, there was, like, okay, production, like, the crowd was into it. And then you see, like, videos of people, like, in the crowd. It looked awful.
Well, I feel like you could even from the TV just tell it looked awful from the
crowd. Yeah, like, no one was really into it.
No, everyone only just screamed the one part.
Yeah. That was crazy also to bring out a Super Bowl halftime show. But yeah, like, I don't know. It was also, I think everyone was wanting different people to do it. But I feel like they also, again, like, I don't really listen to a lot of rap music, but I feel like a Super Bowl halftime show is, like, better when it's, like, a pop star.
Yeah, like, I feel like when Rihanna was on, like, a few years ago, that was really good because everyone, like, knew her lyrics, like, knew her songs. And now, like, no one knows Kendrick Lamar's, like, new songs. He played, like, two songs or whatever that, like, everyone knows.
So, I mean, that was an interesting choice, but, again, I guess all the power to him. but, yeah, like, I think, oh, I miss Katy Perry's halftime show.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Sorry, we're getting off sports here for a bit.
Yeah, let's get back onto sports.
But yeah, I guess, do you have any, I guess as a Bengals fan, are you excited for next year? Do you think there's, I guess, if they can add pieces in terms of either draft or trade to add defenders, that like there's an option to them to challenge next year?
Yeah, if they make like some defensive changes, because that like needs to happen, I think then like they have a chance to like even make the Super Bowl. Like with Burrow being that good, like you need to do something to the rest of your team to match his level.
Yeah, I mean, and Ja'Marr Chase had just like an unreal season.
Oh yeah.
Yet, again, it always comes back to the defense. But, so overall, were you happy the Eagles won?
I was happy, mainly because, like, the Chiefs basically knocked out the Bengals from the playoffs.
Yeah,
if the Broncos would have won, we would have been in. I mean, lost. If the Broncos lost, we would be in. But, yeah, the Chiefs decided to give it to them.
I mean, wait, so do you like Patrick Mahomes, or do you not like
him? No, I do not like him.
Okay.
No.
Again, not as a football fan. I just see him in highlights and videos passively.
Like, he's good. I respect him, but he's definitely, like, I think Burrow's better.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, Burrow or Josh Allen, then?
Honestly, I'm going to stick to it. Burrow.
Burrow? Wow. Okay. So, yeah, Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, right now, honestly. He's up there. Like, he's young. He's good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, worse.
He still has so much time to, like,
yeah.
You know.
You know what? Fair enough. I respect it. Sticking to your guns.
Sticking to it, you know?
You know what? I respect it as a sports fan. You just got to stay with your team no matter what.
Exactly.
But it's not even that bad of a take. He is very good.
He is. Exactly. So you can't even blame me.
No, I mean, yeah. Fair enough. All right. I guess I had a couple questions in terms of moving on to Champions League and some of the soccer matchups that we're looking at. I mean, we have one game going on right now. First off is something we talked about in our music break. I guess just break down, like, Champions League format, their new format. What do you like about it? What do you miss about it? Or do you just overall hate it?
I really don't like it, to be honest. I don't know. What do you think about it?
Yeah, it just seems like they fixed something that didn't need to be fixing.
Exactly.
Like, there was nothing broken with it. But
exactly.
They decided
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't understand it. I mean, I understand from like a monetary perspective of why you would do this, but like,
I guess like you get more views, you get more money, but like, come on.
I know.
We don't need this.
It's been like it for so long. And like, like you said, in the break, it's like you could have Italian teams playing Italian teams and English teams playing English teams when that like wasn't a thing until knockouts.
Exactly. Like, what makes that like different from just watching the Serie A and Premier League? Like, the Champions League was like supposed to be like watching different teams play against each other, but now like you have Brest playing PSG right now, like both French teams.
Yeah.
We saw this game a few like weeks ago.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good point. And I guess then the question is, do you think this is like attempting to tailor it to like Western or like American viewers?
For sure. For sure. Because I feel like American viewers, like, they follow a lot of different teams. So just like tailoring that to like having more teams in the game in general, like in the Champions League, just kind of makes it so that there are more fans watching. And
yeah,
I don't know.
And then I guess, yeah, then it comes down to a playoff for knockouts, and playoffs are a very North American thing.
Yeah.
Nobody else does it.
Exactly. And now the Champions League is doing it. I don't know.
Yeah. So how long until like Premier League turns into that there's a playoff at the end of the season?
Yeah, there's playoffs for the top five teams.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know, like in hockey, the President's Trophy is to the best team in the regular season. No one gives a crap about it. Like, it does not matter at all. Like, no one's like thinking like, oh, they want the President's Trophy. Everyone obviously just wants the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
But versus in like the any other soccer league, the President's Trophy is the only trophy in the league. So like the top team is over the season, there's no playoffs. But I guess you're trying to just tailor it to the 300 million people in the U.S.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. But I guess, like, if you're, like, making that point, I guess, like, the Stanley Cup does have playoffs.
Yeah.
So I guess that's, like, that's kind of, like, the Champions League, I guess, equivalent. That's what everyone kind of wants. So I guess maybe that's what they were thinking, kind of making it similar to hockey playoffs.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, just being like, similar to like Western sports.
It's yeah, exactly. It's, I don't know. Because, I don't.
Yeah, like every Western sport has, they don't care about the regular season. They only care about the playoffs for some reason. It just makes it more fun. Okay, but you're a Man City fan. And they obviously have, they're playing Real Madrid at 3, I believe.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of history there.
Yeah, a lot.
With all that, was it the 3-1 comeback or 3-0 comeback with 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
I just remember Benzema scored. So I remember watching that and just, again, I guess with my family ties, I'm a Manchester United fan.
Oh, really?
A lot of my family was in Manchester.
Oh, really? Area. Well, so, that's cool.
But yeah, so I mean, I was laughing during that. I didn't really feel bad. But again, we don't want to talk about Man U right now.
Yeah, they're not. I don't see them in the Champions League.
That's a whole different kettle of fish. But yeah, I guess what are you like looking forward to? And then what do you think the chances are? I know you mentioned there's a lot of injuries.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing just Haaland play Real Madrid without Rudiger being there. Because Haaland just does not get to play when Rudiger's there. Like, he's on him, literally.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, now that he's injured until, like, end of February, we kind of have a chance, in my opinion.
So you think, like, you'll have, because you played him twice, correct?
Yeah.
So you'll have two chances, theoretically, without Rudiger.
Yeah. And without a lot of players, like Carvajal, Alaba, Militao, Vasquez. Like, so that's a lot of injuries for Real Madrid.
Not including Vasquez, their, like, entire defense.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was looking at the lineup during the break, and it's like, I've seen Valverde playing a right back, and, like, and Tchouaméni playing as a center back is not, like, ideal.
Yeah, it's not Real Madrid typical.
No. But, oh, I don't know. I think that's,
but Courtois is really good.
Yeah.
That's the one worry.
Yeah, he was the only professional soccer game I've been to in my life was this summer. It was a Real Madrid game in Madrid. I got really lucky that I think someone priced their ticket wrong. And I was looking as a solo ticket. So I was like sixth row beside the Real Madrid net. Like in the section beside their ultras. And it was for Toni Kroos's last game. It was
their last league game. Oh my.
So it was his last Real Madrid at home game, because I obviously had the Champions League final.
That's
against
amazing.
Dortmund. But yeah, it was mostly, the craziest part was seeing Courtois and how big that guy is.
He looks massive.
Oh, he's like 6'9". He's like,
insane.
His warm-up was like jumping from one post to the other to catch balls. And I was just like sitting there. I was like
50 feet from him while he's doing this. And I'm like, oh my God, he was terrifying.
Yeah, he's a big and scary dude.
His hands are so, like, it's so big and his arms are so long that, like, that man is perfect for as a goalie. But yeah, the only sad part of that game is it ended 0-0.
Oh, yeah, that's a little sad, but it's okay.
But oh no, it was still, like, the greatest, because I love soccer fans. Like, I always, like, think about, like, going to, like, North American sports, and the only chance we have are go team go or let's go whatever the team is.
Yeah,
that's it. Versus in Real Madrid, they had songs for every player.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like that with, like, all of the soccer teams. It's amazing. I hear it, and I hear, like, all these different chants and all these songs, and I'm like, why don't we have that?
Yeah, I know, we don't. We have go team go or let's go team.
TFC has, like, a little bit more. And they're pretty good.
Oh, I guess I've been to a TFC game before, but that was, like, years ago. I don't count it as professional.
I mean honestly, like, they're not too great anymore.
No, I mean, they sadly were awesome to watch.
Well, yeah, they're always, like, good to watch, I feel like. Yeah, but
I miss those Jovinko days, scoring every single free kick possible. Anyway, but yeah, I feel like, so what do we need to bring, like, the fan experience to Western sports then? Like, what's the difference?
Like, I don't know. I feel like the dedication. Because I feel like a lot of Western sports fans are very passive, whereas, like, in European countries, they're very, like, that's their life, to be honest.
Your city, your team.
Yeah. Like, they have all the bars, like, dedicated to it. Like, we don't have, like, we have sports bars, but I feel like in a lot of sports bars even, like, they don't even play a lot of, like, the games or anything.
Yeah.
I find. So, I don't know. Just, like, having it more accessible and, like, just, like.
Yeah. No, I also think, like, even though I was, like, had good seats for this game, it was, like, cheaper than, like, pretty bad seats at a Leafs game.
Oh, my God. I've never, like, been to a Leafs game because of those prices.
Oh, it's...
it's insane.
Oh, it's so bad.
Like, you're high up, you don't see anything, and it's, like...
yeah.
All your money.
Go to a fair amount of them. I always have the worst luck, though. This is very off topic. My last 11 Leaf games I've gone to, I've seen them win once.
Really?
I'm a big Leaf fan. It's so sad.
That's so sad.
And they're always bad games. Like,
oh,
we went
no.
I went 2 weeks ago and they lost 5-1. It was awful.
What?
The game before that, they lost 9-3.
Oh, my.
Anyway. That's very off topic. Anyway,
wait, so, that's so sad.
I know. It makes no sense. I don't understand it. I once went to LA to see them play in LA and Anaheim, and they lost 1-0 in a shootout and then 2-0 the next night.
Okay, maybe don't go to Leafs games anymore.
It makes no sense.
Stay away, stay away.
I know, it makes no sense. They lose every single time. So yeah, I feel like I should go to less games. It'll be beneficial. But anyway, back to Champions League. I guess, what are your outlooks? What do you think Man City chances against Real Madrid, you think, are pretty good? I mean, overall tournament, like, do you think that there's kind of, like, a switch that flips when it's, like, Champions League fresh start versus their poor form in the Premier League, or do you think that's going to kind of carry over?
I think that, like, to be honest, this year especially, there will be a switch, because with the Premier League, they are, like, what are they, like, sixth or something?
Yeah,
there's okay. They're fifth right now.
Fifth.
But, like, that's, I don't know. The chances for them winning the Prem this year is really low.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, maybe they're going to put their all in the Champions League. I hope so. I think, to be honest, like I mentioned last week, I think whoever wins against, like, Manchester City or Real Madrid, like, whichever one of the teams wins will be, like, the team who wins the Champions League.
Will be the team to beat?
Yeah, or, like, at least be in the final. Because that's what happened the past 2 years. Like, 2 years ago, City won against Real Madrid and ended up winning the Champions League. Last year, Real Madrid won against City and won the Champions League.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is that the same thing, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, so I do have a question about, like, the format.
Yeah.
So, some teams get a bye. Real Madrid's in, like, the section that they'll be the playoff, right? Even if, or if they win both, do you think they're going to get to, like, the top section?
If, like, whichever team wins against City or Real Madrid, they're already set to play either Bayer Leverkusen or Atletico Madrid.
Oh.
Like, the things are already set, like, who's going to play who, like, in the round of 16.
See, this is what I don't, because I knew how, like, the previous format worked, and then there's this new one, and, in all, like, the posts I see, from, like, trying to explain it, but, like,
no one understands.
No one reads it, too.
No. It took me so long to, like, actually just kind of understand what's going on. I don't like it. I don't know. it's like before there was a draw of who's going to play with who, but now it's like set, like City's going to play other Atletico or like Bayer Leverkusen. I don't like that. I like having like the, you know, like you have a chance to play like anyone. Like you can play Barcelona, you can play like Arsenal, but like now it's just kind of set. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of too bad, but like maybe they just want more rivalries.
I guess. I don't know. What are your predictions for, like, City, Real Madrid? That's, like, the big game.
I mean, just looking at the Real Madrid defense, I mean, like, Haaland's going to bully Tchouaméni off the ball. In the air, on the ground, doesn't really matter. Like, I don't trust, Valverde is fast, but so he's, like, he's fine to play as a right back. I mean, I think he's more suited in the, like, mid, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, with Carvajal injured, I mean, fair enough. So hopefully, I mean, I don't want Man City to win. No, I'm not.
Really?
Well, again,
come on, you're a United fan. That's like brothers.
No, that's not how that works.
That's how it works in my head.
That's the opposite of how it works. I think my relatives would be very angry if I said Man City. So I will have to. Same as you with Joe Burrow. I'm sticking to my guns, Real Madrid. It was also, again,
I respect it.
They're the one team that I have seen, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I will, you know what, I will support them. But I guess also the one thing that I love about European soccer is just, like, the fact that there's, like, ultras sections.
Oh, my God, yeah. I love that so much. It's my dream to be in an ultra section.
Yeah, it was crazy. They just, like, there's, like, two guys that's in the Madrid one, there were just two guys with big drums and one guy with a megaphone that would start the chant and then everyone would start singing. And they were all in Spanish, so except Jude Bellingham's, they just start singing Hey Jude. So I can participate in
that
one.
Okay, that's cute.
I can participate in that one, but all the others, I had no idea what they were saying.
It's vibes. It's all vibes.
Exactly. So again, so we have to figure out how to bring that North America. I feel like they have it for, like, football and college football.
Yeah.
Not, like, the chance, but just, like, the atmosphere is always, like, pretty crazy, but, like...
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, we just gotta bring it over to the NBA and the NHL. No more defense and let's go team chance.
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, that doesn't cut it.
I know. It's just so boring. But, all right, so I guess if you're predicting Man City to go through, and do you think that they'll then be the team to beat, make it to the final, who do you think they would play against? Or who would you want them to play against?
I want them, okay, like the next round, you mean?
I guess next round, final, anything.
Okay, I think the final is going to be, like, I think it's going to be Barcelona City or Liverpool City. Depending on, like, which end of, like, which one ends up being in, like, the same bracket.
The bracket, yeah.
They both are very solid right now. Well, yeah. Like, Barcelona has been a little bit worse than they were at the beginning of the season. But Liverpool has been, they've been steady. Good all year. They're scary.
Yeah.
Very good.
Especially with Klopp leaving, and then Slot is...
Yeah, Slot has been really good.
Yeah.
And Salah, he's scoring, like, every game, every single game almost.
Yeah. No, he's just consistent, just pure consistency.
A lot of them are penalties, though. Okay. May I say, but still, it's
a goal is a goal.
Don't and yeah. But I think, like, Man City, Real Madrid, I think today will be a draw for City at home. Ooh. They like to make it difficult for themselves. I think it will be a draw. And then I think they will win 2-1.
You think they win away?
In Madrid, yeah.
And they lose at home. Also, another thing that I don't like that they changed, why'd they change the away goals rule?
Yeah, I don't know. I loved it. I loved it so much.
It made sense, too. It was hilarious. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I found it, like, awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It made it, like, so much more, like...
Like, meaningful.
Exactly. Like, teams were scoring so many goals away, I find. And now it's, like, it's more at home. And it's if you're away, like, it's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
To be honest.
So, yeah, I guess people are more conservative.
I guess.
But, yeah, I think that's all the time we have for today. I guess... Go Man City. I'm just kidding. No, go Real Madrid.
No, go City. Go City. Come on.
But I guess that was show number 60 of the Benchwarmers in dedication to Joseph Wohl. Thank you very much for listening and have a great rest of your Tuesday.